It's a busy weekend in Grafton, the Grafton Midview Public Library, celebrating their 70th anniversary. And to tell us all about that and the excitement happening there is Tammy Mullins with the Grafton Midview Public Library. Good morning, Tammy. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning. So, how is everyone?
Oh, we're doing great. 70 years. That's quite an accomplishment, I guess. You know, libraries obviously start way back when. What do you know about the start of the Grafton Midview Public Library?
Well, I can tell you that back in the 1940s, the library was started by Harriet Spitzer, and it started as was chartered as a school district library around 1944, and the library was housed over in the old Grafton School building on Elm Street, which is now empty. They were there for a number of years, and in 1971, the library moved to a old bank building that was totally empty, and we are still in that building. But in 1991, the library added an addition, which pretty much is as we are today. It was made five times bigger, and we've done some renovating the past couple of years, and it's a very nice place. I can tell you also that we are an independent library. We serve about 23,000 residents in Grafton Village, the township, Eaton Township, parts of Carlisle, and portions of Elyria.
When you say you're an independent library, what does that mean even maybe now in this day and age? I guess at some point there was sort of maybe an isolation from other libraries or major libraries around the area, but what does it mean today?
It means basically that we make all of our decisions for our community.
Okay.
We aren't a part of another system. We service our own area. We have our own catalog. We are not part of the CLEVENET system. However, we can do anything that anyone who is part of the system. So it's just a very nice thing to be an independent library making decisions on how we serve our community.
And this Sunday, you celebrate 70. I see you've got an ad in the Chronicle-Telegram that has a little polar bear that says, "Win me."
Yes.
What's that about?
He is actually very large. He is a big, soft, very cuddly white bear. He is right now sitting at the very entrance of our building so people can see him. And we want to try and raffle him away and give him a home.
He would make a good friend, a reading buddy, right? You could kind of snuggle in that bear and sit there and then read the books for you during these winter months.
I can tell you that he's large enough that an adult could probably cuddle with him.
Well, Susie didn't mention that the other silver-haired gentleman in the picture there is Les Roberts, who is going to be
who's quite cuddly himself, I'm sure, even though he writes about murder.
Yes, he does. And we are very excited to have him here. He writes books about Cleveland. And I can remember back in the 90s, I worked in a major bookstore chain in Cleveland. And boy, when his books would come out, holy cow, we couldn't keep them on the shelves. And he's still just as popular as ever. And we're we're so excited to have him here to help us celebrate our 70 years. He writes a couple of really popular series, and I hope I don't massacre the one, but it's a Milan Jakovic series. And those books.
Welcome to the club. That's when we had him on, right?
Right.
It took me three times to get to it's Jakovic.
Jakovic. Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize.
That's okay. I got the Milan part. I tried to put too much of an emphasis on that. Milan Jakovic.
Jakovic. Okay. I'm not good at those pronunciations.
That's the difference between when you have to say things. If you just read it in your head, you can make the name up and it's the way you think it's pronounced, and you're okay with that. But when it has to be spoken, it's a whole different thing. But Les will set you straight, or at least now you have an idea of that when you're
If he's listening, I mean, I'm probably in trouble. But I just remember when Full Cleveland came out. Oh, my goodness, that was just, oh, we just cannot keep it on the shelves. And his books are still popular. They still circulate. I'm hoping that all of the Les Roberts fans will be here on Sunday because we are very much looking forward to listening him talk about getting away with murder.
Well, I understand you have disguises there, too.
Yes.
Tell me about some of that.
We're doing there's a mustache craze going on right now, so we're going to have mug shots. People can put their mustaches on, get their mug shot taken. There's fingerprinting. There'll be service done by the Lorain County Sheriff's Office. There'll be fingerprinting children and doing the IDs. There is, my gosh.
I want to know one of my favorite games that I love to play with my son, and I see you're going to do this, I Spy.
Yes. The children will be able to do I Spy, and then we have the Laser Beam Challenge, kind of like Mission Impossible, you know, how all the laser beams were all, you know, and you don't break that beam or else, guess what, you're done. So the kids can play Laser Beam Challenge. There's the photo booth, some face painting. I think one of the important things that we would like our visitors that day to do, and any point up until then, or after then, excuse me, is to come in and sign the American Library Association's Declaration for the Right to Libraries. It is made in the spirit of the United States Declaration of Independence, where it states that how libraries are important to our society. So if we can get people to sign that, if you can't come, you can sign it online from our website.
And one of the ways that libraries are so important that many people probably don't even know about is that you help people with their taxes. And I know not everybody is planning ahead at this point and thinking about taxes, but it's going to come up very soon.
Yes, we're offering, as a matter of fact, I believe we start on the 15th, our AARP will be here to help people with their taxes. It's for seniors mainly. On Fridays, I believe from 9:30 to 2:30, they will be here starting February 7th. And people can make appointments to come in and have their taxes done by AARP. Another thing is if you need special forms, if you need any tax forms, we usually have them, or we can print them off for you. There's just so many things, I think, that people don't realize what libraries can do for them. I've been here for 15 years, and I've seen the way libraries have changed drastically in those 15 years. They're just... It's just a wonderful institution. I think people should come on out, give us a look-see, and see just what libraries have to offer.
We're talking with Tammy Mullins from the Grafton Midview Public Library. I'm also looking at some other things you have coming up, and I know a lot of kids are off on the next Friday. There's always like the teacher thing going on. And you offer them a chance to build with Legos?
Right. We will have a Lego block party. The kids can come in. We have bins of Legos. We have the regular size, the big size, and they can just build. And then what we will do is we will put everything that they've built out for people to see, and we leave a little display up of our Lego creations. That's a very popular program. Another program that I'd like people to know about is our Scratch Studio. And Scratch is a programming language. This program is for teens and tweens, and they will learn how to use this language. They can do music, pictures, art, games, all different kinds of things. And this is a once per month, so it'll be January, February, March, April. And by the time they go through that series, they should be able to pretty much do some very interesting things in Scratch.
How about your winter reading program? When does that get underway?
Oh, yes. See, we've got so many. You're hitting all those exciting things. This year we are doing a winter reading program. It is open for all ages, all the way from babies to, hey, the sky's the limit. You can join our reading program. You'll read something or listen to something. It includes anything that you read or listen to. And enter in a entry slip, and then what we will do is do a drawing, and you can win a gift card. What's nice about this, we've made it available for individuals to participate very easily. You don't have to brave this snowy, nasty weather. You can do everything from our website, which is gmplibrary.org. Just go there, and everything's right there for you.
And when you go there now, you'll be seeing all the information about the 70th anniversary open house. Again,
that's yes, sir.
Coming up on Sunday from 1 to 4. Our guest today, Tammy Mullins with the Grafton Midview Public Library. Thanks for joining us today, and say hi to Les for us.
Oh, I sure will. I can't wait to meet him.
He'll be coming up again. He's going to be there, what, at 2 o'clock, I believe?
Yes, talking about getting away with murder.